This is the County Cricket Podcast for the 4th of August. A heavy downpour in Liverpool meant that only 32 overs were bowled on the final day of Lancashire's match against Somerset. The visitors closed on 93 for 3, needing 279 to win, with Glenn Chappell adding the wicket of Marcus Viscotic for yesterday's dismissal of Aral Sapir. Nick Compton ended on 27 not out of 120 balls, with James Hildreth unbeaten on 21. Warwickshire finished on 78 for 1 in pursuit of 260 to beat Middlesex at Uxbridge. Baron Chopra ended on 38 not out, while Ollie Rayner claimed the only wicket to fall, that of William Porterfield for 23. The home side earlier declared their second innings on 181 for 6, with former captain Neil Dexter unbeaten on 84. In Division 2, Yorkshire were saved by the weather on the last day against Northamptonshire. They had reached 74 for 3 in their second innings, still trailing the home side by 29 runs, when rain forced proceedings to be abandoned. And play was abandoned after lunch on the final day of Essex match against Leicestershire at Chelmsford. Less than 6 overs were bowled in the morning session, with the visitors adding a further 23 to their overnight total of 336 for 9, before Matthew Hoggard became David Masters' 7th victim, and they were all out for 359. Glamorgan won a tense affair against Gloucestershire at Swansea, after declaring their second innings on 204 for 7 early in the day, to set the visitors 248 to win. They looked to have the game won at 132 for 6 when Marcus North dismissed Benny Howell to give him his second wicket, but Ian Cobain and Jack Taylor had other ideas. Both men made half centuries and added 63 for the 7th wicket prior to Cobain's dismissal to Robert Croft. Taylor was the aggressive and made 63 off only 45 balls before he too fell to Croft, and the former England off-spinner dismissed Ian Saxelby shortly afterwards to give the home side a 26-run win. Tony Palladino took 7 for 53 to help Derbyshire bowl Kent out of just 161 in their second innings. Rob Key took his overnight score to 81, but only two of the Kent batsmen reached double figures on the third day, as the home side fought back from their 133-run first innings deficit. They then closed on 168 for 2 in the pursuit of 295 to win, with Usman Khawaja and Wes Durston the undefeated batsmen.